This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed and holiday cheer-filled star of the Capitol steps. She joins us once again to ring in the weekend, and we'll be hearing some more selections today off their brand new CD, Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Elena, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better than Eric Holt.
You're not on Levi Johnston's Twitter page, are you?
I don't want to be anywhere near that kid.
Yeah. So he's hanging in there, isn't he?
Oh man.
So anyway, are you going rogue this week?
It's hard to avoid going rogue. I certainly haven't bought the book yet, but I think it's fascinating the media coverage this is getting.
Right, and then Oprah resigns after having Sarah Palin on. What's with that?
Now, does that mean she's gone as high as she can possibly go, or scraped the bottom of the barrel? How does this go?
I don't know. It might be like that. That was the one last thing she wanted to do.
So you know, we've been talking a lot during the Christmas season here about the sales, the commercialization of Christmas, and it's not just in the malls where this is going on.
Well, I understand that, you know, even Santa himself is participating in a huge government program.
Well, it's pretty hard to avoid being the target of a government program these days, but here's how Santa's gotten himself involved.
I came upon a midnight clearance sale at my local GM when someone beard came with a trade-in for them. There's cash for clunkers, I heard him say, and then a brand new sleigh appeared. It turns out Santa only got about 8 miles per reindeer.
Wow, Elena, even Santa taking advantage of some tax incentives, huh?
Yeah, did you really know that fact about reindeers? Eight miles per reindeer?
I didn't. MPR. Miles per reindeer. Although Santa's global, it's probably KPR. Anyway, Elena, I know you used to work on Capitol Hill. We're talking about government programs. Are you excited about the fact that non-existent congressional districts have been making good use of stimulus funds?
See, this is news to me. I think I'll become a non-existent congressional district. I'm incorporating.
Yeah, there's some members of Congress who are a little bit upset that the White House recovery website, which is supposed to be the clearinghouse for all news stimulus-wise, is showing job creation and money spent in, like, the 99th congressional district in North Dakota and places like that. So.
Which has two, right? Or one.
One, yeah.
Well, that's creative accounting. You know, you would expect no less from our government.
Exactly right. So we'll see who got what in their stocking from Santa after all that's figured out. Elena, great to talk to you as always. We'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can pick up their brand new CD, Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.